Good morning. It is Tuesday, April 9th, 2013. The time is 11:07 a.m. We are in function room 6 of the International Beijing Hotel, and this is the ALAC policy discussion part 1. Please start your meeting.
Thank you very much. Well, good morning, everybody. We have a full agenda this morning, and we are going to have a couple of housekeeping notices. The first thing being that you all have to say your name. My name is Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, and say your name before you speak. We have remote participants. We have interpretation, so don't speak too quickly. I'm often guilty of that, but let's get moving. So the first thing is to have a look at updates from the at-large working groups, updates and next steps. The first one being the Academy Working Group update with Sandra Hoffer-Richter, who's going to provide us with an update. Sandra? She literally just walked out. Okay, we can go down the list. The Future Challenges Working Group, see who else is hiding. We have Evan Leibovich and Jean-Jacques Subrenin. I'm not sure, Jean-Jacques or Evan, who wishes to...
Just an update that we had a...
So you have to say your name first, and then you can speak.
Well, I thought you introduced me. Sorry. This is Evan for the record. Just to mention that we have already had an initial meeting. We had a roundtable yesterday on the R3 paper. That was very well received. There were a lot of faces in the audience that we did not recognize. There was some very good input, which I'll be summarizing. We've received the staff summary of the comments to the public comment period that was done on the R3, and so that's actually moving forward very nicely. That right now, I'd say, is the top of our list. Like I say, there's been very good progress on that, and I'm happy with the interest that's been received. It was mentioned today, in fact, at the board meeting, and even Fadi has indicated an interest in having it help his own judgment.
Thank you very much, Evan. Jean-Jacques Subrenin.
Thank you. This is Jean-Jacques Subrenin. So to follow up on what Evan just reported, two things. One is the attendance and the actual discussion was quite lively. This is the largest group we've had so far. Yesterday we had about 50 people compared with an average of 15 or 20 the other times. So the interest has grown, if that's any indication at least. My second point is to underline the next steps or the way forward. We as the co-authors, and some of them are present here, really thought of this as a thought paper. I mean, something to provoke a debate. And our impression is that we have achieved at least that part of our goal because there has been a very lively debate. I want to underline also the status of this paper. Normally, in the ICANN method, a public comment period gives rise to comments which are then integrated automatically into the draft which is being discussed. This is not the case here because there were 6 initial co-authors, and it was agreed that it would be left to us as co-authors and as co-chairs of this initiative, to take what we thought was consistent with the general approach that we had proposed. Now, of the written remarks we received during the comment period, one at least, and perhaps 2, were not consistent with the general thrust of our proposal. So what we will do is to mention them, acknowledge them, and give the links to their existence on the web, but we will not integrate them as our own thinking. I wanted to make that very clear. Now, the final point is, where do we go from here? This will give rise to a report from the co-chairs, Evan and myself, on the crux of the discussion yesterday, and this will be submitted to a further... to-ing and fro-ing period, where we will try to arrive at a more definitive state of the document. Why is this necessary? Well, first of all, to take into account the discussion yesterday, but also for another reason, which is that our document was dated September 2012. It so happens that the new CEO assumed his duties officially in October 2012. And it so happens that this new CEO is quite a person. So we want to acknowledge the fact that there have been already quite significant transformations in the processes, but also in the structures of ICANN since his arrival. And this is some of the stuff that we have to take on board. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jean-Jacques. And I now open the floor for questions or comments. Well, I see no one putting their hand up. I have to thank you very much for the work you've done on the R3 and the follow-up. I think I've also noticed a real uptake in the community, and I've heard a lot of people having read that paper now, so it's very good to see that the discussion is going on and progressing, and keep on moving forward. I think we can now go to Sandra Hofferichter, who has come back, and she's going to be providing us with an update from the Academy Working Group. Sandra, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. It's Sandra Hofrichter speaking for the transcript, and I apologize for being 1 minute late. The Academy is moving forward. That's the good news. And you might remember when I gave you an update in Toronto, we planned to do a survey among the entire ICANN community, and today I just want to give you a brief update on the outcome of the survey and current developments and the next steps. First slide, thank you. The purpose of the survey was to find out what the needs within the community are and what might already exist in other constituencies where we have no knowledge from so far. It should help finally to harmonize and synchronize all existing efforts and all efforts which might be developed in the future according to the needs which were defined by the survey. The survey was rather short, 14 questions. It was sent out to all stakeholder groups by ICANN staff. We had a good cooperation with ICANN staff at that time, still and now as well. And they were very helpful in setting up the survey, sending it out to all constituency leaders. And it should actually, the duration time was planned to stop before Christmas, and then we realized, okay, there is not enough outcome so far, not enough results. We extend the deadline after Christmas, so it was mid of January. We had 22 or 21 responses. There is an inconsistency in what the survey says and what really came out. Unfortunately, we had no participation from the technical community, the ASO, the RSEC, and the ESSEC. They did not participate, but I'm trying to reach out now to them to participate in the development of the future academy. Next slide, please. Okay, here I list the number of participations from the survey, and at this stage I'd like to thank all my ALEC and ALS fellows for participating in this exercise. We received at least one answer from every region of the at-large. Really thankful for that. Also, thanks to the cooperation with the regional leaders. By the numbers, you should know it differs. For instance, if Afralo, they submitted one survey, but in this survey they represented the view of the whole Afralo region. For the NPOC, for instance, from the GNSO, they submitted six surveys, and these were individual answers. So it differs, and this depends on the way the stakeholder group or the region is structured. It differs if it is an individual answer or if it is a community answer. Next slide, please. I just want to go quickly through the questions because I had an extensive presentation about the outcome and the analysis of each question of this survey, just to give you an idea how it looked like and how we did the follow-up and the analysis of the survey. We made a conclusion for each of the questions asked in the survey, and the conclusion will now be compiled and sent to ICANN leadership for consideration. And I would ask Matthew just to go quickly through those 14 questions. If you are interested in the question itself and in the conclusion, I invite you to visit the ICANN wiki space and read it yourself. I think it will eat up too much time now to go through all this. This slide is just as a reminder where we are or where our point of departure was. We were talking about the academy as a leveled system, as a framework for which should be the house for all future and all current existing educational training programs within ICANN. And you see there is one white brick in this pyramid, which says advanced virtual learning. Within ALAC and also within the entire ICANN community, it turned out there is a great demand for any online education tool. And at the beginning of the year, ICANN leadership contracted a person, his name is Matthew Shears, and he is very experienced on that field, to make a feasible study and to develop an online education platform which should be then used or which should be a tool to be used by the entire ICANN community, by people who are not participating actively in ICANN but who might in the future or who are observers. And this online education tool will be an integral part of the ICANN Academy framework. I'm sure it will change the picture of this pyramid, because now it becomes a three-dimensional figure, because this is a two-dimensional figure, and now it becomes a three-dimensional figure with the online education tool, which brings in another dimension and could be a sort of an underlying tool for all efforts which are currently existing and which might be developed in the future. Next slide, please. Okay, so how to move forward? The rough the conclusion in short from the survey is, yes, there is a need for a leadership development program, and this brings us actually back to our original project proposal where we submitted a budget for and which was actually approved but finally did not happen because of the history. We all know about this. So there is a need for the leadership development program. The community says, yes, ICANN should fill that gap. ICANN should be the responsible part to do so. And any efforts should take into account that there are different needs in stakeholder groups. And we should be aware of this, that the different needs has to be matched by the tools to be developed. And this is, of course, this implements, of course, using different tools. Next slide, please. With this, I will conclude. The next steps for the ICANN Academy Working Group is that the survey results, the conclusions to every question are compiled and forwarded to ICANN leadership. This is done to be during that meeting or short after. We will work on the synchronization of the structure of the online education platform. Here as an acronym, a new ICANN acronym, the OEP. If you see that in the future, it's the online education platform and the ICANN Academy. I think this has to be done in line with ICANN global stakeholder engagement. And this is a midterm goal. And as for the pilot leadership program, we have to submit a revised proposal based on the proposal which was made last year by the end of April for their acknowledgement, and then work out a curriculum, including the online education platform as an integral part, by Durban. By Durban, a first version of the online education platform should be operable. And once this is approved, and once we know that a pilot leadership program can take place in Buenos Aires, we can then discuss who is going to participate and who are going to be the trainers after the NOMCOM elections. This year we have plenty of time between the NOMCOM elections and the Buenos Aires meeting, and this was actually the reason why it could not happen in Toronto. Thank you, and I remain open for any questions.
Thank you very much, Sandra. And I have to correct you on one thing. It's the NOMCOM selections. If it became an election, that would certainly be interesting. Very, very good report. Thank you very much. Any questions from the floor? Comments? I think many of us were here yesterday. I do have to say I was particularly pleased to see Matthew Shears.